The Dawn Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I'm excited for this one, Dawn. I got to tell you. Don't mean to bump you back there, but...
Yes. Let's talk about it. We have, and you can sound off if you'd like, 855-839-1210 as we move through the day. Dawn Stensland here. Let's talk about a Pennsylvania teacher who is making national headlines. He's bringing home real serious bragging rights over professional athletes. This is just a great story that Mr. Dennish, as he's known, Matt Dennish, known to his students. I don't know. Did Tom Brady, when you, surprised everybody with your win at the Fanatics games recently, Matt, did Tom Brady call you Mr. Dennish like your students do?
He did not.
So take us through, you know, for those don't know, so these are the Fanatics games, high-stakes sports skills competition held in New York City every day. You're a Pennsylvania teacher, Red Lion High School, but also, I will say, D1 track athlete, and you sounds like you played and succeeded in every sport. You're 6'6", and incredible athlete, obviously. First of all, can you tell us what that experience was like for you with this high-stakes sports skills competition, and you came out on top?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm 39 years old, and it's been a long time since my peak and my prime of competition. And I've told a few people that understand individual sports like track. I mean, you are a lot of mental preparation. And so I felt like I was in my younger days, going up on a train, staying in a hotel room, one suitcase packed, and coming out of that room, going to walk down the streets of New York City on my own, just figuring out what I had to do to prepare and get in the zone and focused. And it was a lot of fun, stressful, of course. You look at things a little differently as you get older. But knowing the competition and everything, didn't know what to expect. But my skill set for those different events, I felt pretty confident. But some of them I haven't done in a few years, so I had to definitely practice up. And it was a lot of preparation, a lot of thoughts, but turned out to be okay.
So in this one, and at, you know, following it, it looked like, you know, they were saying, hey, there were reports, and this was nationally, Matt Dennish, a former D1 track runner, teacher in Pennsylvania, crushing the competition at the Fanatics games, is close to winning a Ferrari. I mean, there were people tracking you on social media as you were, you know, people were thinking he could win the whole thing. Now, I know that Tom Brady, the GOAT, legendary former athlete, football player, obviously, he won overall the three-day event and that million-dollar prize that came with it. But you came in very close behind him, and he actually coveted your award. Can you take us through what happened there?
Yeah, so if I had a perfect day, I don't know what my score would have been. I felt like I left some points out there. He did have a decent-sized gap on me. I think his approach was a little different. He was going through a different routine, had maybe some more warm-ups or whatever off on the side than I did. I kind of had to just go through the gauntlet. But he did come out on top, and he deserves it. But he was very generous when it came down to the prize at the end. I wasn't sure what to expect there, but I did get to meet him backstage. He is a nice guy. He saw me with my Eagles hat on, and he told me he probably wasn't supposed to like me, but he was happy for my accomplishment, and he spent a lot of time with me that he probably didn't have to. So I do appreciate that from Tom.
Well, that's nice. I mean, what did he say to you? Like, complimentary?
It was, yeah. He asked me what my background was, what I did, where I went to college, you know, just kind of the general questions. And Justin, the second place guy, was there as well. So we were talking about golf. And I did ask Tom what his event was that he felt like he didn't perform as well as he should have. And I knew hockey was already won, but he kind of said that everything was done pretty well. So just kind of had those little conversations about the games and what we went through. And then he asked me if I was a card collector, and I said no. So I think he was kind of trying to figure out if he could take that card off my hands.
And so this was just it was a LeBron James, like a rookie card. So let's if we can listen to that moment.
Something amazing happened. When we started these games, you win this amazing LeBron James rookie card, rated 9.5, incredible card, and I don't know what you'll do with that, but I'd like to make you an offer.
Collector?
I'd like to offer Matt $250,000 for that card.
Woo! Oh, send cash right now?
In cash right now.
But I want you to ask Tom.
What?
You don't mind taking the deal, but you want Michael Rubin to throw in a Tom Brady training card that Tom Brady can sign in real time with you. So you get a signed Tom Brady card to go with your deal. As a car collector, he'll understand why. You get your cash, you get a Tom Brady card, and possibly another piece of paraphernalia, a Tom Brady jersey that Rubin can provide with a signature hair as well.
Wow.
So I will say to you, Matt, that I looked up the value of a rare LeBron James rookie card recently sold for $1.1 million, according to Olympics.com. Another card that was numbered to his 23 jersey number sold for $5.2 million. I don't know. I think you could have, you probably had to negotiate. Brady just won $1 million. You could have said, well, give me the million, right? Give me the $1 million.
And Matt was sitting in first place, and then he was sitting in second place and had a Ferrari in his sights. And this UFC fighter comes in, gets knocked down to this card, but still a good prize, I think, right?
So do you wish you had negotiated a little bit?
No, I mean, honestly, the promotion for the prizes, they said that card last sold in May of this year for like around $200,000. So I kind of knew the value of it, and when he said that price, because I was wondering what he was going to say, because I had no idea before going up on stage that was going to happen. I don't know if he and Kevin had a conversation and they were going to have that banter or not, but I got to thank Kevin for stepping up and speaking on my behalf. And, you know, going for the $250,000, I said, that sounded pretty good. But then also adding on two signed items from Tom, I thought, all right, I don't want to take this card out of here. This is a pretty good deal, and I wasn't going to sit there and negotiate beyond what Kevin did for me.
Well, our executive producer, Dan Borowski, who set up this interview, wanted to ask you a couple questions.
Well, first off, I wanted
to bring in Dan.
I want to underline and just give credit to you, because what you did is great. I guess it's the end of your school year, and you're just scrolling social media. You see this event pop up, Matt, and your former athlete. And I don't know, I guess you kind of want to relive the glory days to a little bit. And I know we have tons of guys, women in the audience that might want to relive the glory days themselves. And just the fact that you were able to enter something like that, make it to New York, win $250,000 against 50 athletes, not just Brady. Eli Manning was there. There's a couple, the UFC fighter. But one of the athletes, you being a big Sixers fan, one of the athletes that you faced off against was a bearded individual that's gained quite the negative reputation here in Philadelphia, being James Harden. And I gotta ask, you blew him out of the water, right? The guy just jogs on the court. So it got to feel nice, right?
That one felt good, seeing him sitting behind me. That one sure does feel good.
What will you tell your students when you – I know you're probably out of – are you out of school, or what will you tell
them?
We are. Okay. So when you come back, no doubt some of your students will ask you, what would you tell them about, I don't know, lessons learned, what the experience was like?
Yeah, so a little over a year ago, last game of the season for the Sixers, I hit a half-court shot, and I did get a lot of attention at school going back that week, and I didn't think anyone would really find out about it. But of course it went viral from social media, and that's how kids communicate. So, you know, they're going up and down the halls, and just a whole different feeling and, you know, just a presence, coming, you can just tell it coming from the kids. So it is nice that we're on summer vacation. I have not looked a whole lot at social media. Stuff is just constantly blowing up, with all the attention. So I do know that there are many comments from former students, current students. I'm getting friend requests and all kinds of, likes and everything. So it's been a lot just on the social media side of things. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I'm going to probably have to explain myself when I go back.
What will you can we ask the 250? You're going to have to pay taxes on it, probably.
Correct.
New York taxes.
Yeah.
So it's like half of that. But what are you going to, do you have plans for the money?
Not currently. No, I mean, there's a couple of things that
buy
could
a dream house,
possibly
put a down payment down.
Sixers.
Yeah,
tickets.
I'm not one to spend a whole lot of money, so I will probably just let it sit in the bank and grow a little bit, maybe
Smart.
Find something to invest in. But, Yeah, don't want to go too crazy. It won't allow me to retire or last forever, for sure.
Well, Matt Dennis, you sound like a great teacher, and you made Pennsylvania proud. So we really appreciate you. Thanks for joining me live today. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you so much.
Dawn Stensland from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.